Hello.
Oh, hi, Bill. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing, Tina?
Good, good. I just wanted to clarify because I saw your text that you sent in.
Yeah.
Your account is not past due for 2 months yet. That was just a notification that your billing is on the 8th. So the March 8th payment is past due, but on April 8th, it would be past due for 2 months. But we're not
okay,
at
now,
that point yet.
Okay, but okay, so when I signed up,
yes.
The guy, I forgot who he was now, but he said to me, you know, it's month to month. You can pause, you can start, you can stop, you know, it's only 1 month at a time. And I was like, okay, that sounds reasonable. So if it's 1 month at a time, how could you ever owe 2 months?
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So that's why if you don't contact us and you don't communicate and do a pause or a hold or something like that, then it does continue to reoccur per your terms.
Okay. So I would have to call you 3 days before the 8th.
Exactly. That's exactly
okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fair. All right. So
yeah.
The thing is, good. I'm glad I have you on the phone because, you know, I sent you pictures,
mm-hmm.
and like, where would I go to see my site? Where would I go?
So,
because I've been there. I've been so busy with so many other things that I realize that, you know, this thing has to be built and it has to, like, there's like verbiage that you want me to put together and stuff like that, which I definitely want to do. I haven't done yet. I don't know what my site even looks like. The most important thing, of course, is that if anybody else goes and checks me out, or if anybody else checks out doing something, that they see, you know, that they see me and they see my phone number. But is
right.
that actually existing now? I mean, that's what I'm paying for, right?
Yes, yes. Everything is active. Builderandcarpenters.com is your web address.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Google listing has been verified. You're up on all of the directories. So if you want to go online and look at all of the results in real time, what you can do is log on to your dashboard. The only thing is I'll send you the login to it right now, Bill, but you won't have full access to it because the account is outstanding. But once the payment goes through, you'll have full access to the dashboard again. So you'll even be able to, through that dashboard, even in the future, upload more photos. And if you get, you know, some good before and afters or anything like that, you can go on and make edits from the dashboard too.
All right. I need a little bit of hand-holding with this because
I'll show you how to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No
okay,
problem.
Okay, because, yeah, otherwise it's not going to get done. I'm not really... You know, I mean, I'm probably average to above average for, you know, my generation. But I am not, you know, I don't know.
So
I'm not like my kids.
No, I understand it. We're full service, so a lot of people like updating on the dashboard because it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But
mm-hmm.
once I show it to you, if you feel like, hey, I don't want to even do any of that, I just want someone at Local Splash to do updates, then you can just email us photos. I mean, you don't have to use the dashboard. It is pretty simple once you learn how to use it. It's as easy as checking an email. That's why I want to show you how to get
okay,
it there.
Yeah. You got to show me. And
yeah.
also, like Castle Home Developers, that's the name of my company.
Mm-hmm.
The way it is like if somebody was to Google Castle Home Developers, this is where they would wind up going?
So if they put in Castle Home Developers, they're going to find you anyway, even without our service. It's kind of like if you look for McDonald's and you type in McDonald's, you'll find it, right? So what we specialize in is making sure that when somebody puts in, you know, a home development, room addition, builder, contractor, general contractor, that now you're going to come up under those keywords, right? If
okay, but it's real important. It's important to me that if they put in castle or castle home, that they go here. That's
absolutely
important to me.
Absolutely. Yeah, that you're always going to be found if someone puts in Castle Home or Castle Home Developers. You're going to be found because they're searching for your business name. That's
right. But I mean, I want them to be found. I want them to be found by this, by Splash. And the reason is because I had a really bad customer, like a real evil guy who wound up like, it's like he used to brag to me how he would like destroy people. And then he did it to me. And I've lost so much work because of his defamation. And he even went as far as to get CastleHomeDevelopers.com. He actually got that website, which I didn't do. I didn't do it right away. But he did that. So, like, if anybody needs to go to CastleHomeDevelopers.com, they go to this website that completely trashes me and has really bad photos of things that I don't even know where they're from. They're not have nothing to do with me.
Oh, no. I see that. I just typed it in.
Okay, so one of the reasons I have you guys, I have you guys is to bury him.
Yes, that makes sense. So, wow, he even put that on here, Bill Griffith's contract reviews, and he put bad contractor on there. Wow.
Yeah.
That makes me so, like, who has time to do that? I mean, honestly.
This guy he used to brag to me about how he got himself a new BMW doing that, to Raleigh Motors. It's like, I wish, but I need to be able to bury him. Because otherwise I'll be, you know, he'll just put me out of business. I mean, he has cost me so much work.
Mm-hmm. So right now on your Google and Bing and all the directories, everything we're promoting for you, our site is attached to it, builderandcarpenters.com. So the idea behind that is to push the relevancy of his URL down, where pretty soon they're not even finding him anymore because you're having the most dominant internet presence locally. One thing I want you to start doing immediately, Bill, is to get a 5-star rating on your Google listing. So I'm going to send you an email that will help you with that. It's already hyperlinked to the Google page, and it'll say, you know, thank you for using Castle Home Developers. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will fill it out, and it's only going to take you a couple of people doing that in order to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. So the good news is that evil guy hasn't gotten a hold of your Google listing, because right now there's no reviews on it. Once you get a couple here and there and you get that 5-star rating, that's going to help you get even more new clients.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And build up your you know, online presence where someone, when they see you now, they're going to have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me give you my new card number.
Okay. So I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah. Cause I, you know, this will happen, you know, 2 or 3 times a year because, you know, the card gets hacked. I don't know how. But next thing I know, you know, I get like a charge that I'm like, what? Where did this come from? You know,
it's crazy.
It's just... All right. So my new number is 4482.
Okay.
3301.
Got it.
4628.
Mm-hmm.
6467.
Mm-hmm.
Expiration 0327.
Mm-hmm.
Security code 880.
Okay, and it's still the Maple Street for the billing address? Okay.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to process this, but I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days because I don't want you to pay today and then pay again on April 8th. So you'll be paid in full until April 21st. Okay, that'll help you out a little bit. Yes, and then when I tried to process it, said I have an invalid account number. So let me tell you what I have, and you can tell me where I went wrong. I probably put one digit in wrong. Okay?
Okay.
It says 4482
mm-hmm.
3301
mm-hmm.
4628.
No, no. 4624.
Oh, that's it. Okay, so 4624. And then 6467?
Correct.
Okay, so let me fix that. And then I'll do the next billing on the 21st. And then once I get the green light, I can show you the dashboard. Do you have time to do that right now?
Well, I mean, I'm on the phone that you would be showing it to me on.
Okay. So if you put me on speaker, you can go okay. into the dashboard and talk to me at the same time.
Okay, can we do this later? Because I'm right now I'm working, but I'm free later.
Okay, so I can schedule an appointment for someone from customer service to call you back and walk you through the dashboard. Let me just see what time is available in the calendar, and then we'll get that set up for you. So one moment.
And what's and is there a direct, did you, I mean, I texted you back,
yes.
right? You texted me, and okay, so that's your direct number?
So, yes, if the only reason your text came back to me is that I was working with you regarding the payment. That's typically all I do is collect failed payments. So it will be received by the last person that helped you. So if I send this to customer support to call you later, then if you send a text, it'll go to them.
Right.
I can put in two different ways I can set it up for contact bill. Number one, I can send them a message and they'll just call you randomly within one business day.
Mm-hmm.
Or the calendar is booked for the remainder of today, but I can schedule something for tomorrow if you like.
Yeah,
if you
yeah,
want to
tomorrow.
Time. Okay, what time are you thinking? And then I'll see if it's available.
Well, not early because I would say after lunch, anytime after lunch.
Okay. I
like
have
after,
a 12:30, a 1, a 1:30 available, a 2.
Let's do two.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is book out a 30-minute window from 2 to 2:30 Eastern, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that 30-minute window, okay?
Okay. Good.
All right, so you're all good to go. So thank you for updating the payment and have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
All right, you too. Thanks, Tina.
All right, thank you, Bill. Okay, bye.
Bye. Goodbye.